For KUAR News in Little Rock, I'm Jacob Kaufman. I'm joined by Andrew DeMillo, the Capitol correspondent for the Associated Press. Thanks for talking with me.
Thanks for having me.
The past week in the Arkansas legislature was a big one, particularly for the new Republican governor. First, let's take a look at the path forward for Medicaid expansion, currently embodied by the private option. Legislation supported by the governor is filed to continue the plan through 2016. Is there anything we should expect from the opposition that was so vocal under the Democratic governor?
I think you'll soon be hearing more from some of the opponents on it. Generally, the reaction to the governor's speech has been positive, though some folks are split over what exactly the path forward is going to be. You've heard from some private option opponents who view what he set out in terms of this task force to look at the future of healthcare as a pathway to ending the private option. But we've also been hearing from Democrats who say they don't see this as necessarily ending the private option, but maybe just changing it. I think you'll start hearing more from some opponents of the private option who have already raised some concerns that this is not definite enough that this is ending the private option or answering the question about whether or not this ends the private option. And also some opponents who want to see more restrictions. There's been talk about some kind of enrollment restriction or some kind of enrollment cap. I think you may hear some more talk about that in the coming days.
And the other big news from the past week, expected to make headway this week, is the governor's $100 million 1% individual income tax for those earning between $21,000 and $75,000 a year. Smooth sailing so far in the Senate, now to the House. Is there any resistance, particularly to that amendment, regarding a 2013 tax cut?
There's some resistance, and you're hearing some heartburn from some Republicans in the House over the tax cut package, mainly it including a repeal of the capital gains tax cut from 2 years ago. You've heard from some members who don't necessarily like the idea of this tax cut package, including what some would argue amounts to a tax increase. But for the most part, it doesn't sound like there may be major opposition to it. This sailed through the Senate with only a few no votes. Even got key Democrats who are supporting it in the House. And we should expect to see it go before the House Revenue Tax Committee as soon as Thursday.
Sure. It seems, though, in the past week, though, that generally for those two major issues, the governor does have a lot of traction, if not necessarily that 3/4 vote threshold that he needs for some of those bills at this point. But the Arkansas legislature made headlines last session for being vocal social conservatives, often earning the ire of many national media outlets. That's included some troublesome statements in the past about race relations from some members. But this session, we have a bill that could be taken up soon that would get rid of the dual holiday of Robert E. Lee and Martin Luther King Day, allowing MLK Day to stand alone.
That's legislation that you've got two identical bills filed on that. And this really came up as an issue after you saw some social media chatter really get some national attention over the signs up at the Capitol over state offices being closed for the holiday to honor Dr. King and Robert E. Lee. Arkansas is one of three states that does this right now, and you've got people arguing that this is not really the image that they want Arkansas to have. They're worried about what this says about the state. We could see a movement on that as soon as this week, at least before a committee on it.
One of the major things to look forward to in the week would be the announcement of Governor Hutchinson's budget. Will that be the first look, do you think, at a lot of what might happen in terms of the other marquee issues like pre-K and prison reform?
I think we'll answer some of those questions, probably not all of them. We're looking at that probably coming up as soon as Tuesday. And he's offered kind of broad strokes in terms of what the budget will do. He said that his tax cut proposal is going to be funded by a combination of expected revenue growth, tapping into the state's surplus, and also some what he's called modest cuts to some state agencies. We'll get a better idea of what savings he was able to find, what agencies, and also may get a better idea of what all he's planning on using one-time money for. You'll remember the last year there were a lot of demands on the state surplus for things such as improving school facilities, and you've had the Department of Correction say it needs it needs a new prison. I'm not sure if we may get answers on some of that, but at least we'll be a lot clearer and at least have numbers to attach to a lot of these now.
I've been speaking with Andrew DeMillo, the Capitol correspondent for the Associated Press. Thanks for taking your time to talk with us.
Thank you.
I'm Jacob Kaufman, KUAR News.